A presidential budget proposal and a brutal winter storm lead off this Tuesday edition of CNN Student News. It's good to see you. I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. It's thicker than a phone book. It deals with a record $4 trillion. It was proposed by President Obama yesterday. We say proposed because the Democratic president and the Republican-controlled Congress will ultimately have to agree on the government's budget for the coming year. This plan is a starting point. It's like an opening bid in the process. One thing President Obama wants to do is raise taxes on Americans making more than $500,000 a year and give tax cuts to help many Americans in the middle class to help them get ahead. It's what the president calls middle class economics. But some experts say many people in the middle class would not see any benefits. And Republicans who control Congress have very different ideas on how to manage the government's money. Boston, Massachusetts averages more than 3 feet of snow per year, but the same storm that set a snowfall record in Chicago has moved east, and Boston has declared a snow emergency with as many as 14 inches expected. Thousands of flights have been canceled, and schools were closed in cities that are used to winter weather. Omaha, Detroit, and Cleveland, just to name a few.
See if you can ID me. Parts of the U.S. Constitution are based on my ideas. I'm a historic document that dates back to England's King John. Focusing on rights and liberties, I was first issued in the year 1215. I'm the Magna Carta, and there are 4 original copies that exist today.
King John was more or less forced to sign the Magna Carta. The barons who did that were trying to keep the king from abusing his power. For instance, imposing high taxes to fund his military campaigns without first consulting the barons who largely paid for them. The Magna Carta has a lot of promises that did not apply to the everyday Englishman of the 13th century, but it has some concepts that apply to everyone even 800 years later.